Elise Morgan is here with the finance.
Good morning. Stocks on Wall Street declined overnight after the Federal Reserve hosed down investors' expectations that it may release a new round of stimulus soon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost 0.5% to 12,437. The Nasdaq dropped 1.2%. The S&P 500 down 0.6%. Stocks rallied early in trade after the government reported applications for jobless benefits slid to a three-month low last week. However, the optimism was sucked out of the market after the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke qualified earlier comments regarding further stimulus. Yesterday, the market rallied on his comments that the Fed will roll out more quantitative easing if the economy doesn't pick up. But he cooled those hopes by saying the bank was not ready to take immediate action. Even strong earnings reports wasn't enough to buoy the market. And US investors are keeping a cautious watch on how the debt problems in Europe and the US are playing out. There's been some progress overnight, with Democrats and Republicans agreeing on $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and debt limit negotiations they say will resume. Raising the debt limit is critical to preventing the US government from defaulting on its debt. Over in Europe, there's also been progress. The Italian Senate passed an austerity budget aimed at avoiding a bailout. The lower house will vote on it later today. It includes $67 billion of cuts over the next 3 years. And in dramatic Italian style, the finance minister told Parliament that without the cuts, the monster debt from our past will swallow up our future. But economists simply say it'll end up like Greece. European markets all closed lower. Looking at commodities now, gold continues to benefit from the uncertainty swirling around international markets. Spot gold's now at $1,585 an ounce. West Texas crude is down 1% to $96 a barrel, while Tapas is at $125. The local share market is tipped to fall at the open. The ASX SPY 200 is down 13 points. The Aussie dollar is buying 107.2 US cents. It's also buying 85 Japanese yen, 66 British pence, and 76 euro cents. James.
Elise Morgan, thank you very much.